Peter Wilcox is a solid, compact man of 60. In the 1940s, his family helped found Village Creek in Norwalk, right on Long Island Sound. It was a multiracial community of progressive thinkers, and it set him on a different course from the very beginning.
Both my grandparents and my mother were before the House Un-American Activities Committee. Political involvement was just part of my growing up.
Wilcox graduated from high school with the draft number of 1. He became a conscientious objector and decided to serve his duty on the Clearwater, a ship founded by activist Pete Seeger in the 1960s, to call attention to environmental problems on the Hudson River.
Even though Nixon called off the draft in March of 73, I went to the Clearwater. And it was just a perfect combination. I love sailing around, and I love sailing around for a purpose.
Wilcox moved from the Clearwater to work with Greenpeace, an organization that claims to investigate and expose environmental issues around the world and to confront polluters, albeit peacefully. I asked him what qualities are required to be a Greenpeace ship captain. Wilcox laughed.
Maybe number one is having a short memory so that you don't remember how weird it can get and how much trouble you can get in.
He says you also have to be comfortable with the idea of breaking the law.
For me, it's not so much breaking the law the issue. For me is the idea that in so many of these issues we're confronting, the price for sitting back and doing nothing is more than I'm willing to pay. I mean, if the price for not going to the Arctic is just to cede the Arctic Ocean to the oil companies, I'm not prepared to do that.
In September, Wilcox and 29 others on the ship, the Arctic Sunrise, defied Russia's warnings, and two activists managed to mount a Russian oil drilling platform in the Petchora Sea. The Russians later winched down onto the Sunrise by helicopter and arrested the captain and crew.
The only thing they were allowed to arrest us for on the high seas is piracy. And we were very clearly not pirates. I think they really didn't care. I think they just wanted us out of the picture for 2 months. I think they wanted to send us a message. The hard part was not going to jail for 2 months. The hard part for us at the time was charged with a crime that could have gotten us 10 to 15 years in jail. And you have to remember that in Russia, 99 point something of all people that are put into detention are found guilty at trial. It's not a jury, it's a judge. And once you're in detention, you're pretty much done for.
In 32 years with Greenpeace, Wilcox had spent one night in jail. This was different.
The more I learned about the situation, what was going on, the more it became obvious that Russia really didn't care. We thought we had a statement to make, they thought they had a statement to make, but they held the cards. They were the big guys. And if they had wanted to put us away for a long time, they would have done it. End of discussion.
The crew was released in December when the Russian parliament approved mass amnesty just before the Sochi Olympics. Russia is still holding on to the Arctic Sunrise. Wilcox is currently traveling to his next assignment. He won't identify the intended target, but he says there are plenty to choose from.
I mean, overfishing, the toxic waste trade where first world countries dump their toxic waste on third world countries. They're all now being dwarfed by climate change. Climate change is the 800-pound gorilla in the room, and he's about to get up and tip over everything.
It's climate change that keeps Wilcox headed out to sea.
I love what I do. I'd like to go another 10 years easily. I'd love to put myself out of business, but it's not happening.
Wilcox left Norwalk this morning to rendezvous with his ship, the Rainbow Warrior. Allison Freeland, WSHU News.